A severe winter warning brings with it opportunities to share Christ. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the next few minutes, we'll unpack that a little more. Plus, we'll share why the sanctity of life issue is about more than abortion. But first, let's turn to the Middle East. A severe winter warning is putting refugee kids at risk. The United Nations says in the next couple of weeks, thousands of refugee children on their way to Europe could freeze to death. Some are arriving on Greece's shores in T-shirts. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says they're helping refugees on both sides of the Aegean Sea. In one security-sensitive location, they're providing more than warm clothes.
Here was a local group of believers that had a heart to reach out to the education needs and to the spiritual needs of this community, because in this refugee population, we noticed a lot of teachers were there. The kids had not been in school for 3 to 4 years. So we actually worked together with the local community and the local church and local believers there to start a small school.
It's all giving BGR partners a chance to share the hope and truth of Christ with refugees. At our website, you can send a child to school or help keep kids warm through BGR. And Burkina Faso ends 3 days of national mourning today. 7 mission workers were among those who died in an Al-Qaeda terror attack in the capital city of Ouagadougou last week. 6 were Canadians who had just finished a 3-week short-term mission trip. The 7th was Michael Rittering, an American missionary who was running an orphanage and school in a village 2 hours northwest of the capital. It's a poignant story, the details of which you'll find at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2016 looks to be a gangbuster year for Vision Beyond Borders. Their partners laid groundwork last year for what's going to happen in the next few months. In fact, VBB sent teams to Hong Kong, Vietnam, Laos, Nepal, Cuba, Romania, Thailand, Myanmar, India, and China. And these teams moved hundreds of Bibles, clothing, medicine, and school supplies. There's a vision for women, vision for children, and a vision for pastors going. So what's your vision? Will it be Beyond Borders this year? So let's talk about China. Bibles for China is looking forward to a humdinger of a year. They've noticed a pattern of young atheists who are becoming Christians, and now folks want to know what they can do for the Christian community. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein.
There are people in China that are having revelation that something happened, the Spirit touched them, and until we go and share God's word, they really don't know what's taking place. So there are a lot of young individuals in China that the Lord has opened up their heart to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Bibles for China is moving people in the right direction so they can be models to others around them.
We're spending a day after our distributions to be encouragers to those, so the body of Christ, as it is just expanding exponentially, has that opportunity to be able to be encouraged by those of us that are there to visit with them.
And finally, what comes to mind when you hear the term sanctity of life? Well, for a lot of people, it means preventing abortion. But at Life Matters Worldwide, the term refers to much more. Tom Lothamer with Life Matters.
We understand from a biblical perspective that it's talking about life's continuum from conception to natural death. And how do we treat people? How do we think about people? Do we respect them as image bearers of God, especially amongst believers in Christ?
Because of this, Life Matters has programs focusing on both the elderly and on women facing unexpected pregnancy. And helping people can be as simple as making a visit and being present during the hard times. But really, it all boils down to this.
It's caring for them for their spiritual, emotional, and physical needs that they have at that time.
So ask yourself, who can I help today? The answer might just surprise you. To learn more about this story and the others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope, despite hardship. For your copy, go to missionnews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.